with Louis Capaldi or Louis Calamari, however you want to be introduced.
But whatever's fine, whatever you wish to call me is absolutely A-OK with me.
Yeah, America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Beyonce, all of
all that. Canada's sweetheart, I'll be Canada's as well.
Yeah, Canada's sweetheart, we'll take that.
Thank you.
Well, you might have to talk to Drake, because I feel like he's kind of claimed that title, but...
Drake?
Yeah, I feel like he can take it.
what about Bieber? Is Bieber not up there?
Bieber's up there too. Yeah, Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd. We got a lot going on.
Yeah, you have got a lot going on up there. It's quite a talented country.
Yeah, not bad. We're pretty happy with it. So nice to have you back. It's been a minute. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yes, it's been a while. I have just been living a life of quiet solitude. This is the first time I've spoke to anybody in 2 years.
You're
the first person I've spoke to. Yeah.
Thank you so much. A lot of artists will take breaks from music, which is very common, but not everybody takes breaks from social media at the same time. What made you want to take that break?
I thought people had suffered enough. People had suffered enough with having me in their faces and at them all the time. I was just too, and then it was around the pandemic, and I thought, you know what? I don't need to add to people's suffering here. I can just let me slide off and give people the break that they've so deserved after having me in their faces for the last 2-3 years or whatever. So I just dipped out. But I still used social media. I didn't like detox or whatever. I still used it. I just didn't post anything.
Right.
I just thought it was a good idea to not be around for too much, because it was just like, it was everywhere. I was annoyed at seeing my name. So it was like, well, do you know what? Let's just relax, take a minute. Actually, I had planned on like going on lots of like lovely trips and all this other stuff. But unfortunately, there was a pandemic on, and it lasted longer than I expected. I had anticipated. So I didn't get it. I just stayed, because I was still living with my parents at the time. I just stayed with them. It was a pretty bleak couple of years. But we're back now, and my life's full of joy.
We're back. So you're out of the parents' house? On your own?
Yes, I am. I'm out. Well, on my own. I moved into a house on my own. That it was actually Ed Sheeran who sent me the house.
He
was like, oh, because I told him I was looking, and he was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Buy something that you think you would like to live in, like with your kids and stuff eventually. I don't even know if I'm going to have kids, but it was Ed Sheeran. So I was like, sure, Ed Sheeran, I'll do that. And then I bought the house, and then I moved in, and I hated it. I hated everything about the house so much.
What do you mean?
It just smelled like smoke. And it's just a bit jealous that I didn't like it. I didn't like the decor of the house. So then I'd now live in a different house, but I still have that other house, but I'm renovating it, and it's costing a pretty penny. So Ed Sheeran has basically cost me a big fat wad of cash. Thanks very much for that, Ed.
Did you tell him that you don't like the house?
I've told him that I didn't like it when I moved in. I mean, it's not his fault. I mean, I think he meant that he knew I was going to need some renovations, but I thought I was just going to move in nice and easy, and that'd be it. But
he's got that whole property thing going on, like a whole village almost, it seems like.
So. Yeah, it's like a little town. It's like a little Sheeranville. Lovely gaff up there. But that's like, he's done that over years and years and years and years and years. I didn't think it was going to take that long for me to do that. And it was... It's still, nothing has happened to it. We ripped it out, and then my dad's just, you know, my dad was in charge of it, and then he's like, do you know what? I don't want to be in charge of this, and then gave it to it. So we got a project manager and stuff. I don't know. I'm just venting here about my house issues, but I'm living with my friend Niall Cox, not Niall Horan, Niall Cox, who's my friend from school now. We live in a flat together at the moment, and I will do that until.
Nice. I love that. The last time that you posted on social media was 72 weeks ago. And because you haven't been posting, what are the things that we missed out on? Like, what are the kind of posts that we would have gotten from you if you had been posting?
Oh God, I would have been big. I would have been smashing TikTok up an absolute. That's a certainty.
Yeah,
that is an absolute. That's the one thing I'm kind of gutted that.
It's same.
Yeah, I've missed out on a lot.
Yeah.
I've missed out on a lot on TikTok because I've been watching it, and I've been like, oh, I could dive in here, but then I haven't. I'd be doing a lot of that stuff. What was that? Remember the crate challenge? What was that thing? Was that what it was called?
Oh, the crate challenge where you have to like walk the invisible thing.
Yeah. I would have done that for a bit. I would have broke my neck probably, and then I would have, you know, house the fuck. God, I almost swore there. Okay. I can swear.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Woo. So yeah, I would have done like the, what's the challenge when it was like the WAP challenge?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The WAP challenge. I would have done all that stuff. I would have been all over it. But other than that, just the usual. I haven't really matured or changed much in the last 2 years. I'm still, it's just would have been a lot of jokes about pubes. And like taking a shit and like peeing and stuff. Nothing really, it wouldn't have been drastically different to what you've already had. Maybe that was another reason for leaving, because it was like a bit of a one-trick pony. So by the time we come back, I want the jokes to feel fresh again, despite the fact that they're the same.
Yeah. No, I like that. It's stick to the brand. Stick
thank
to
you, yeah.
The
thank
same you. Louis. We don't want you to change.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. I've actually seen, because we've done an interview before.
Yes, we have.
Good, and that pops up on my TikTok all the time.
Oh yeah, mine too. Yeah, that really, that helped me get like a lot of other artist interviews that I probably wouldn't have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thank
you. Oh yeah, that was one of my favorite interviews, Shannon. Great times, good times. Nice. That was it. But then the bit where I said that I do children very well, that one.
Yeah,
right. That was odd.
Yeah, was odd. And I asked you about your brother and you were surprised.
I was very shocked, yeah, great question.
Yeah.
He's well, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
Oh yeah, so, I was going to say, how's Warren?
He's good, man. He's just chilling out, relaxing. Yeah, he's fine. He's got a dog now. Okay. I don't know. Again, not much to report. My life has been pretty much the same since we last spoke. So, but yeah, everything's good. Everything's well. I'll tell him you're asking for him.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, share my love. But something that has changed in the last 2 years is the fact that you're working on new music. We got a new album on the way?
Yes. Not... And it's finished, but it's not like announced or anything, obviously. But that coming, that'll probably next year or something, I'd imagine. Yeah, that new music, it's been good. We've finished it all up. We recorded it a lot in Glasgow. Basically, we just did it, most of it in Scotland. I didn't really venture out very far. I did like one trip to LA, that for the most part was a disaster. But yeah, it's been good, man. I'm chuffed with it. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious, but it should be fun.
Do you feel like there's more pressure coming out with a second album versus the first?
Yeah, for sure. No one cared the first time around. No one cared at all. I barely cared the first time around. Yeah, it was such a relaxing experience the first time around, or at least it seems that way now looking back. But I'm sure it was at the time. It was very stressful. But yeah, no, I definitely feel the heat.
Yeah,
I feel the heat warm in here, and I'm sweating. I just think there's a lot more riding on it this time. There's a lot more people who've got a vested interest in it doing well. Before, no one thought like the label wanted to make money for them, which I understand. Yeah, there's just lots more going on now that there's a lot more to it.
Right.
The stakes have never been higher.
Does that make it more challenging then to be creative because of that?
No, because this is what someone said to me earlier on about that difficult second record thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if it was difficult yet. Because right. I just wrote the songs and then picked the best ones. But we'll see, because it'll be like, if it flops, then I guess it was difficult.
Yeah,
if it flops, it was difficult. But if it doesn't, if it flies, then it wasn't that difficult. But so yeah, I guess it makes you more, you're thinking about it more, I think. And that's maybe not the best thing. So it's the best, like we were trying to like, I was trying just to kind of block it out of my mind a bit and kind of, for a long time, I wasn't actually writing towards anything. I was just writing and I was like, let's just get these songs together and see what happens, blah, blah, blah. And especially with the pandemic and stuff, I didn't want to release music during any of the pandemic-y shit. So it was like, I was like kind of just writing and I was like, I don't really have an end goal here, but obviously now here we are and we're releasing it.
Yeah. And a lot of the themes of the last album had to do with things like loss and relationships. And based on Forget Me, can we expect similar themes with the new album?
Absolutely. We can. I came into this and I was like, I want to do the same thing again. Like I didn't, there was no part of me that was like, I'm going to switch up. I wasn't like, there needs to be more jazz chords in this. Like there was nothing like that. I was not going to plan a drastic change. Everyone's changing these days. Everything's changing. Why can't there just be something that stays the same? Do you know what I mean? I want to be a constant little, you can always come back to me because you know I haven't changed. I'm like McDonald's.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't give you cancer, probably. I don't know. I can't be sure that I don't. But yeah, no, it's been good. And I think this album, the label gave us more money to make it, so it probably sounds better. But I've worked with a lot of the same people as I did the first time around, and yeah, I'm really chuffed. I think it is. It's a natural progression. There's not been like any drastic. There's one song that sounds a bit like Purple Rain by Prince. It was obviously not as good as that, but it's just in that soundscape. And there are a few more upbeat songs than the rest of it, but the gist of it is exactly the same. I kind of talk a bit more mental health as well, and my anxiety and all the rest of it. But for the most part, it's just the same old, but it's good. Same old, same good.
Yeah, good. I like that. How do you know when an album's finished?
Good question. I think when your money in your bank account starts getting lower and lower and lower, you're like, oh God.
And the label's
I need to get out there and start making some more money again. But I think you just reach a certain point where you're like, right, I can't write any, like I'm spent in terms of writing. And I felt that, I'd written for like 2 or 3 years, I think, on this. So I think it just felt right at a certain point that we had to get it together and put it out. I didn't want to wait too long. I mean, this is already longer than I would have liked to have been away. But it is what it is. It just felt right. I didn't want to rush it, but I didn't also want to take too much time and overthink everything. So I'm glad with where we're at, and hopefully people like the album as well.
Yeah, totally. I find with a lot of artists, especially over the last few years, a lot of them have been coming out with a lot of like side businesses, whether it's like makeup or alcohol is a big one. What kind of Lewis Capaldi products would we get if you came out with something?
I don't know if this has been announced or anything, or when this comes out, if it'll have been announced, but I'll just tell you, and you can kind of leave it in or cut out. We've made a pizza.
You made a pizza?
We made a frozen pizza. Lewis Capaldi's frozen pizza. It's called it's like Big Sexy Pizzas. And we did it with this company. And I think they come out in September. I think it's September, but I shot an advert for it and everything. It's like a full-on thing. It's like frozen pizzas. They taste amazing. They're amazing. But someone came to us with the idea, and I was like, that sounds great. So frozen pizzas is, I'm going to build my empire.
Yeah.
Kanye's got it, Yeezy. Drake's got all OVO and all that stuff. We got Kylie Jenner with the makeup, and I'm going to build my frozen pizza empire. Right. And Rihanna's got Fenty. I'm going to become a billionaire off of my frozen pizzas.
Is this like a tease for Canadians? Like, are we going to be able to get this here in Canada, or is this?
I hope so. But listen, we'll start local and work our way out, I think. But it's an exciting time for all involved. And they're sourdough based. There's a meat one and a cheese one. It's terrific. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I don't know.
You can extend from there. Do other foods after that.
Exactly, it's a culinary utopia that I'm planning on creating. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. So obviously, the friendship with Niall Horan is something that gets brought up a lot. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants his name in the title and all the headlines and things. But I want to know what other celebrity friends have you made over the last few years?
Oh God, it's a tough one. That I don't know about friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the only two celebrities the only two musicians.
Okay.
That I would probably consider like friends are Niall, Ed. I would consider Ed a friend at this point, but obviously he's like a dad, so you don't like. But I would say like he's a really nice chap. I would consider there's a band over here called the Vamps. Do you know them?
No, I don't.
They're a great band. They're a great band. And I would consider some of those boys as friends, especially Brad and Tristan. Who are in the band. And then, of course, who else? Oh, Sam Fender. Fender friends. Yeah, I'm friends with Sam from, like, we both released our singles on the same day.
Yeah.
And, like, we've been friends, like, since the start, and we kind of came up together. Obviously, Youngblood is with... I've got loads of famous friends. This is crazy. Youngblood. I'm trying to think who else. I've met Sean a handful of times. He's a lovely guy, really nice. I've been hammered with him before.
Nice. How's that?
It's good. He's a good drinker.
Yeah.
He's a good drinker. Like, you know, you just don't know, especially with like Hollywood celebrities are kind of like, oh, I wonder if they're going to be like, oh, you know, I'm watching my, like, I'm not, I don't drink, man. I'm keeping it thingy. But he's a great laugh. He's a great buzz. But yeah, there's a good, there's a few, I guess. But yeah. But a lot of them, it's hard to like, you're like, oh, are we friends? Or do you, it's like being at school. Do you know what I mean? Where I'm like, or in a relationship where I'm like, do I like you more than you like me sort of thing? So it's like, it's easier to just like, to just sit in the darkness slightly. But yeah, everyone I've met that I've mentioned is I would say I could text them with some problems.
Yeah, I feel like that's the basis for a friendship. Or I usually feel like they call me a friend and I'm like, oh yeah, that's my friend. That's my buddy.
Yeah. Then that's like when you're like, and then you go home and you're like jumping about your room like, yes, this is it. Yeah. Totally. That's how I feel. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, my friend, Lewis Capaldi, thanks so much for catching up.
Yeah, my friend Shannon, here we are. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and congrats on all the music coming out. Can't wait to hear it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and it's good to see you again.
Yeah, what a pleasure. Next time you're in Canada, we're hanging out.
That's it. Let's do it. Absolutely.